Oh, we lift this to you, our Lord Jesus, our high priest, the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who was God and man. Jesus, take this offering. Receive the hearts that are giving it. And receive it and bless the Father. Give glory to the Father and praise the Father. Oh, we want him to know we love him. We want him to know we appreciate him and we thank him. We worship him. We fall before him. There's none like him. And Jesus, you made promises that when we give, you'd give back. So we go ahead and receive all that you want to give us. The peace, the joy, the patience, the tenderness, the fullness of God, the glory of God in our lives every day. We receive that. We also receive your gifts. We receive the financial gifts, the healing gifts, the emotional gifts, the peace, the joy. Oh, thank you for making our lives abundant lives, just like you promised in John chapter 10. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, moms. We're so glad you're here. Today is your day, and we wanted you to know that we love you. You could have decided to stay home and relax, but you're here with us, and it means so much. Being a mom isn't easy. It can be fun and rewarding, but it can also be very challenging and stressful. And sometimes it's hard to know if you're getting it right. But you should know that being here today, it's an important part. In Proverbs, the Bible says, "Train up children in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it." So you being here today, in the house of God, surrounded by friends, family, and even those visiting, is such an amazing example. You are seeking more of Jesus and worshiping unashamed. The young men and women here are watching, and as they grow, they'll remember and do the same. So thank you, moms. Thank you so much for being here. We pray that God will bless you by renewing your spirit and drawing you closer to him, so you can continue to be a godly example to all those around you. Happy Mother's Day.
I didn't get anything particular theme or topic. I kept studying, I kept studying, praying, studying, and nothing would come. So I stayed after yesterday all day, and finally about, I guess it was about 11:30 last night, I finally got the direction to go. And I went off all this in 50 years. He said, "I want alone time with my children." I said, "Whoa." He said, "Nobody knows more about Elizabeth than you. Why is that?" I said, "Well, because I spend time with her." He said, "Yeah, you're right. But that's not only, John, you spend alone time with her. You don't think that about her that nobody knows, even her children don't know, because you spend alone time." And he said, you know why you and her work so good together? I said, "No, why?" He said, "Y'all make a decision to set aside alone time. And you just were one together. You do that in every part of your life. You spend alone time. You make time together. And because of that, you're both strong in your marriage, strong in your ministry, and y'all flow together because y'all spend a long time together." He said, "That's what I want to talk to my children about tomorrow. They need to spend a long time with me." He said, that's one of the deceptions the devil uses against Christians today, especially in America. He fills their life so full of things, they do not have a personal relationship beside being born again with me, because they don't spend no alone time with me. And he said that because of not spending alone time with me, they don't know me like they could know me. And because of that, when Satan comes in like a roaring lion, or comes in with problems weighing so bad because they're your family, your children, your job, and all these things of life, he said, because they don't know me, they have trouble trusting me. So we're going to go through this today and see. This is the first point. Now, first of all, let's learn from Jesus, okay? Let's learn what Jesus did. We know that Jesus would last Sunday, we knocked the batteries out 5 times. The anointing is so strong on me, it blew the batteries out. And they're not old. We got all new ones, and those expensive ones are superpower. But anyways, so if it gets quiet, Elizabeth's going to wave at me, and I'll get one of the handhelds. All right? So let's start out here. We're going to learn from Jesus. Look at this. He was a very busy man. He would speak to thousands of people, and not just an hour or sermon, but like 4 or 5 hours he'd be teaching to the people. And then after that, he would minister healing, miracles, amen. And then he'd have to go off alone to talk to the Father and receive strength again. Amen. Honey, wave at me if I get talking so fast and not pronouncing my words, please. It happened as he was alone, what? If Jesus, being God in the flesh, needed a long time with God, what about you? We need a long time with God. Not only do we receive strength, but something very important, if we need to have that alone time with God, it helps us focus on Him, right? You keep our life focused on the truth, because in that alone time, He can show us things to come. John, the writer of the book of John, said that the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. A lot of times, the Holy Spirit shows me this attack is coming against church. And so then I move some alone time to talk to Him. Okay, what do you want me to do? He don't tell me there's an attack coming against this family and that's it. He tells me that so I can pray. So I set myself aside so I can hear what I need to speak and what I need to pray and believe by faith. Amen. Because I know all things are possible that who believes, right? So I spend a long time. And the same thing about you. You know, just all of a sudden you just know something about your family. Don't go into fear and fright and feel like you're helpless. You can have some alone time with God and pray, and the answer will come to them. Amen? Amen. So Jesus Himself prayed, and I like this because look at the bottom there. Who do the crowds say to Him? So Jesus was alone praying, getting direction from God, and then He come back and He said to His disciples, who do men say that I am? And they said, some say you're John the Baptist, and some say you're Elijah. He went to some people like that, amen? See, think about that. The people saying, well, you're John the Baptist, or you're Elijah. What are they saying? They believe in reincarnation. False teaching was going around in Israelite, the Hebrew people. False teachings, amen? And saying he was somebody risen up, you know, instead of believing God could anoint a little man unknown from Nazareth, who was God in the flesh. So even though you may think you're little or nobody pays attention to you, or your family don't pay attention to you because you've been got older and you don't do all the modern ways, hey, you can pray and their lives can be changed. If you have that a long time like Jesus did. If he did it, we do it. Amen? Now, let's go further, hon. Now, in John, here's another thing. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force and make him king. Now, most people say, y'all finally got it right. I should have been king long time ago. No, what did he do? He knew what to do. He left the opportunity to be in error, the temptation, right? He left that temptation and parted himself and got with God. A lot of times in life, we're met with a challenge and people fret out, get in fear, get disgusted, lose control of themselves through anger and other things instead of separating themselves and seeking help. Amen? Seeking help in that long time. Amen? When God first started dealing with me about a long time, 25 years ago, when I said, okay, Lord, you want me to get by myself? I get there, and my mind was, be running 90 to nothing. What about this? What about that? You need to fix it. And finally, the Lord said, you're going to have to tell your mind to shut up. That's me. He said, you don't realize you got a voice of your spirit. You got a voice of your mind. You got a voice of the Holy Spirit. You got a voice of Jesus. You got a voice of God the Father. And you got a voice of angels. And there's a voice of the demons and Satan. He says, you got all those voices coming at you. And you got to learn to filter them. And when it is not your spirit, man, or your mind, or me, cast it down. Because if you don't cast it down, it becomes a seed and will cause you worry, cause you fear, cause your heart to heartbreak. So I had to learn how to cast those thoughts down. And where I learned how to do that was a long time. And then, see, while I'm speaking up here, those thoughts come trying to get me off the focus of where God's leading me. Because I'm hearing the Spirit of God at the same time I'm talking to you, and I'm following Him. But I had to learn to go alone and alone time with God and learn those voices and how to speak and hear Him at the same time. And He has taught me that through the years. He trained me that way. And so what I'm saying to you, if you learned how to hear God in that alone time and give Him alone time, you'll be strengthened and you'll be joyful and know what's going to happen next day, next week, and next month. A lot of times, I know things are going to happen as far out as 2 years. I know that because I was in that long time and God showed me. I don't speak them. I remember the first time God spoke to me about this lady and her husband been wanting a baby for years and years, over 5 years, and the Lord showed me he's going to cause them to have a baby. I was so excited about it. I went to him, hey, you know what? God told me you have a baby. Oh, man. You would have thought I pulled those teeth out. Because they enjoyed the surprise of learning that. And I took that away from them. So, the long time, you better get some direction while you're there. So I had to repent and tell them. And they did have a baby. Matter of fact, it was 1 year later, not 9 months, because it took them 3 months to forgive me. But we worked on them, and I learned my mistake. So I'm saying, when you're in that long time, and God can trust you, He'll begin to unfold for you things to do. And like He will say, this last week, because President Trump is going to face this particular problem. He said, Satan is going to try to take him out. Pray. And I prayed. Do you know what it was? I don't need to know what it is. As his father, he's wanted me to work with him and pray. I did. I switched in the spirit. I prayed in the spirit. And God took care of it. I'm sure he did. Amen. Now, see, he spent that long time. He not only spent a long time with God, he separated. See, he went to the mountain, right? He separated himself. So when you perceive that life is trying to deal with you an error or deal with you problems that you know is not God's will. See, one of the deceptions that Satan will pull on you is because you made this mistake and you sinned in 1912, well, you can no not do this. So people are like, hey, God knows you was a sinner. That's how he paid the price on the cross. He knew we were sinners, amen? And he paid all of it. Jesus paid the final price. There's not going to be no more payments. Is there going to be more payments? So that means everything's already paid for. You just need to know how to repent and receive forgiveness and receive a cleansing. Amen? So in that long time is where that forgiveness comes and acknowledgement and appreciation. I appreciate the blood that cleansed me from stupidity many times. Amen. Let's go further, hon. Watch this. My soul, right? Truly, my soul silently waits on God. And that a long time is where you wait on God. Some people, it's when they sit on the back porch and drink morning coffee, and that's when they have a long time. Some people, after everybody goes to bed, will sit at the table and have the Bible in front of them and read a verse or two. Or they will turn the television on and hear preaching by some anointed man or woman of God. Right? They're having that a long time with God. And if they have that long time, and know how to reject the thoughts that are not from God, reject the thoughts of the world, reject those thoughts that Satan comes at you with. See, Satan does not have authority over you. He can't make you do something. He has to put you in a situation where you believe you've got to take it because you made an error. I may make an error tomorrow, but I do not have to reap it. You know why? Because Jesus paid the price for it. It's already paid for. All my errors in my life on this planet has already been paid for by Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I used to wear that scripture like a badge. Well, you reap what you sow. It says that in the Bible. You reap what you sow. But God said, the blood can remove the seed. The power of God can remove the seed that I sow. By the blood, I can be cleansed and start afresh. Amen? That blood is powerful. It paid for all my sins. It's just you and me. No, it's on me. Okay, it's gone. Okay. I better hurry. My soul waits silently for a long time. Now, the alone time that I'm talking about is the time that you have your mouth shut. Silently. So you can hear God. Now see, if Elizabeth and I are spend time together and I don't know what she wants. I don't know what's worrying her right now. What's her cares right now? And see, that's a problem. God can't talk to you in a long time because you just like that. Amen? So you got to learn to shut your mouth and be quiet and shut down and listen. Listen. That's one of the greatest things that God taught me besides salvation and being filled with the Holy Spirit is to learn to be quiet and listen. Then I can hear God and get directions. And if I follow those directions, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So I can feel like a son. But that's more important than feeling like I'm a son. It means I belong. I belong to the family of God. Heavenly Father is my Father. That's how do I know that? Because I shut up and I listened. In that alone time that God gave, you know, a big deal. Boy, I was praying and fasting. I'm a big boy. I'm such a, he said, be quiet and be a boy. I said, yes, sir, don't you want me to grow up? Don't get in a hurry. You got lots to learn. That must be yours. I got it. Now, watch this. Are y'all ready for some excitement? For my expectation is what? In this a long time is when your hope gets built up. Hope is the expectation. And as you're talking to God, the Father, in this a long time, and you're quiet, He will begin to talk to you, and your expectation rises, your joy comes up, you begin to be glad, and oh, so what, the thing's going wrong. God's going to fix it for me. How did I get that kind of... He is my, forgive me, He is all, honey, can you please have me out, please? I can't get it out. Look what happened there. They got quiet before God, and they realized the expectation. He is my rock. If He's my rock, then I can't be moved. Nobody can move God. Except faith. Faith can move God. So, what? Salvation. Salvation is the Greek word soteria, which means health, soundness, completeness. So, He is my completeness. He is my perfection. Amen. I mean, I don't have enough time to get into this, but we're in Christ. Now, think about it. We're in Christ. Right? So if we're in Him, we're the perfect place where God created us to live in. That is in Christ. In the anointed. Amen? Let's go forward, honey. I got to finish up here. A few minutes. What? Watch this, people. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand and your hand know what your right hand is doing. That your charitable deed may be done in secret. Now, who sees in secret? You don't have to announce what you're doing. God sees it. And I used to make that mistake. Well, God, I read this book this week, and I prayed hour each day. See, I thought He didn't see it. See, I want confirmation from Him of what a good job and a good son I was. Because I thought those good works were, you know, was making me good. But what made me good was when I became a born again, a new creation. And He did that work, not me. Amen. When He did that work, He made me good. I didn't make me good. So the service I do to Him is because I love Him and I appreciate Him and I want to be useful for the Master's work. Amen. Let's go further, please. Whew. For thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness, look at this. in quietness and what? Is your what? See, so many people don't know that. In that quietness is the confidence and strength. No, you get around some people, they got to run their mouth. You say, if you stop long enough, I might have a conversation with you. Okay? We've got to learn to be quiet and listen. Amen? And we are to testify of the good things of God. We're not talking about, but we're talking about you being strong, being strengthened with His might. And you can only do that when you spend a long time with Him and have a fellowship and relationship with Him. And then you build that strength and that quietness. And then when you need help, you know how to be quiet and say, Father, I need your help. I've come to you. I'm going to be quiet and listen. And you can be there and do that hours at a time. Be hours at a time. Amen. And just listen. And you have to work on your mind, though. That rascal is going to talk, but you can shut it up. Yet, I don't know how many times I had to tell them, shut up. Shut up. Be quiet. We're listening to God. See, my spirit is different than mine. There's man has what? It's a spirit, soul or mind, and physical body, right? You are three parts. God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're three parts like Him. So He made us three parts like Him. We're in His image and His likeness. It's three in one. God the Father, God the Word, or God Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We're three in one, just like He is. Amen? Because we're made in His image. Oh, am I going too far? Okay, it's all right. Oh, running over time. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Let's go further. You will guide me with your counsel. Where will God guide you? In that alone time that you give Him. Because in that quiet time with God is when He can speak to you. And He can lead you and guide you. And also, many, many times, people would say things to her, and I allowed it to hurt my heart, hurt my spirit. I allowed that. I don't allow it now, but I allowed it to hurt my spirit. And I got healed from that disappointment of that person. I had high expectations of that person, and it hurt my spirit. I got healed in that alone time with God. And He said, John, I know that hurts you. Let me fix you. Oh, we call it heal you. Amen? And so I opened my heart. But see, I had previously spent time in that long time, and I learned to trust Him. Because He would tell me, John, in that long time, I do this in the morning before I go to work. John, this is going to happen, this is happening. Be ready. And the best thing you can do when it happens is keep your mouth shut. Because your mouth will run off and will hurt people. See, when they get tempted and they go off in anger, if you match it with anger, you have agreed. And then you establish that anger. Right? If two people agree, let it be established in earth. He didn't say, if two people get angry, it won't establish. Or if two people still together, it won't be. No. If you agree, it's going to be established. Whatever. So we agree on good things of God. So I just be quiet, let them go off the limb. And when they're finished, say, excuse me. And I walk away. And they don't understand. Aren't you offended? No. Why not? Because Jesus changed me. See, I turn around to witnessing. We are created to fellowship with God, and that is that alone place. He created a place, and it's like a rock. It can't be moved. If you learn how to move into that place, you will be strengthening in that quietness. Amen. Come on up, honey. Visit. I got more scriptures, but we can't get to it this morning.
And when you love someone, you want to spend time with them. And we love God. We say we love God. We say God loves us. So give him, just make a point this week. This is your homework. Make a point this week to give God extra time. I know you already do. Give him extra time so he'll have time to talk to you. And like John said, don't do all the talking. That was kind of my problem. Do some listening, do some talking. Do some listening, do some talking. That's your assignment this week. And I know it will be a blessing to you. Amen.
Expect. Most people go and all they do is pray and talk. You're God's baby. You're God's child. He loves you, and he wants to talk to you. So go in the alone time, the quiet time, and expect him to talk to you. Amen?
You want to bless us?
Father, your plans for your children, we loose those plans into their life this week, this month, in Jesus' name. Let it be done. Let it be said, the love of God, the faith of God, the hope of God, the love of your word is dwelling in these families, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you. Have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Amen.